Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, it's going to be cloudy with occasional afternoon showers. We'll have a high near 45 degrees. In Kenosha right now, we have 39. It's 34 in Burlington. Milwaukee, 38. 40 degrees in Racine. It's normally a pretty quiet Sunday morning in many parts of southeast Wisconsin. Things got a little bit crazy in Mount Pleasant yesterday when two men from Racine got arrested for exceeding the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit along Green Bay Road south of Highway 11. Two northbound cars quickly approaching a southbound squad car, a news release indicating the officer's radar went on and clocked the vehicles at 109 miles an hour. Lights and siren prompting the driver of one car to slow down and stop. The other, though, kept going, then made a quick right turn onto Durand Avenue and sped east. But another Mount Pleasant officer was heading to that location and stopped it a short time later. The drivers, ages 38 and 49, each cited for racing on a highway and speed exceeding the posted limit. That older man also had no insurance. Two Kenosha aldermen introducing a resolution in support of a state bill that would pass, if it's passed, would require the revocation of operating licenses on repeat drunk driving offenders. Details on what it's all about from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Aldermen David Bogdallah and Steve Bostrom urge passage of Assembly Bill 432. It requires permanent license revocation for anyone convicted of five or more OWI offenses, or three or more OWIs connected to deaths or certain other felonies. They note in their resolution that according to the State Department of Transportation, 36% of all fatal traffic accidents in Wisconsin were alcohol-related in 2012, and the state had the highest rate of drunk driving in the nation. The resolution also urges the legislature to adopt other laws to strengthen the state's drunk driving standards. The resolution is up before the Kenosha Council's License and Permit Committee this evening. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Yesterday in Kenosha County, Salem and Bristol fire crews called out, but they needed help quickly from some other agencies. They had a fire inside of a farm silo that was filled with hay in the 23300 block of 60th Street in Brighton. First crews on scene said there was minimal smoke coming out of that structure on the back of the property, but the incident commander called for the mutual aid response, and that activated Twin Lakes, Silver Lake, and Randall, then the town of Paris and Kansasville. Some 3 hours later, that fire was declared out and all the units began to clear the scene. How the fire began and other details still unavailable at this point. An online posting indicated some 60,000 gallons of water were used to wet down that hay and extinguish the fire. Some of those Western Kenosha County fire departments, as they were clearing the Brighton location, were called out on a request for help from Spring Grove in Illinois and their fire department. They had a structure fire going, a house on Johnsburg Road, specifically crews coming from Silver Lake, Salem, Twin Lakes, and Randall. Nobody hurt with that fire. The damage estimate, about $100,000. At the state capitol in Madison, there's going to be another hearing coming up soon in the Senate on legislation to reverse a 1996 law that says 17-year-old offenders must be charged in adult court. It would allow those deemed violent or repeat offenders to be charged as adults, but not first-time nonviolent offenders. Jim Mosers with the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says Wisconsin doesn't treat 17-year-olds as adults and anything else. Some advocates say the proposed changes, should apply a little more broadly. He thinks that 17 is really kind of the right age in which you start this.
Developmentally, 17, 18, 19, 20-year-olds, for that matter, are all sort of in that same ballpark. And there's people who suggest juvenile court procedures ought to apply to as old as 21. We think it's a sort of a good middle ground at this point to really learn from and experience and get the kids that don't commit serious crimes back in the juvenile system.
Wisconsin, he notes, one of only nine states treating all 17-year-olds as adults in criminal matters. And McFarland's canine officer Ryan Copeland's name will be added to the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Memorial in Madison next May. He was killed in a recent traffic crash with a DNR truck in the town of Albion. Governor Walker's surprising guest at the executive residence last night when he fell after the Christmas tree was lit there. Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett joking the governor had been nipping at the eggnog a little bit and maybe feeling festive. Governor quickly got to his feet, indicating to the crowd he was okay. Both the Racine Common Council and County Board will be meeting tomorrow night. Local government's post-budget decisions going to be getting into holiday mode. County Board's 6:30 p.m. meeting is the only get-together in December, but for committee work. Small list of action items, including the transfer of just over $38,000 from the contingency fund for redesign of the county's website. The 7 p.m. agenda for the Racine Council includes an amended sick leave policy for new city hires, as well as renewal of the city's stop-loss insurance plan for 2016. The Kenosha Unified School District budget right now does not contain any raises for employees. It does contain, however, more than $2 million in unallocated funds, and the school board is scheduled to discuss using those funds for supplemental pay at a meeting tomorrow night. Talk has been with the board that it will approve a one-time bonus, and it was one of those issues at the root of some pretty heated comments last week and allegations by one board member, Kyle Flood, who has said the board leadership was doing this on purpose, postponing any talk of additional compensation until after teachers' union recertification. Barry Snyder says compensation is a proper agenda item for closed sessions, and since she was not at the particular meeting in which it was discussed, she's not exactly made up her mind at this point.
I think that we need to look at some other ways to compensate people other than a flat amount. Whether it'll turn out that way this year or not, I don't know. We haven't had a chance to have the discussion yet. But those things should not be done in public. And when we make agreements with each other that they will not be done in public and other people violate those agreements, it pretty much cancels out what we're willing to discuss.
Kenosha School Board will be meeting tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Public comment will start things off. And the 11th Annual Alan Ameche Awards for Football Excellence Dinner was held last night in Kenosha. One of the honors doled out was done posthumously. It was exemplary service, and it went to the late Tim Rux, one-time football coach at Carthage College, who died back in March at the age of 54 while working in the athletic department's front office. Carthage Athletic Director Robert Bond accepting the award on Rux's behalf, telling the audience Tim Rux not only helped to build the reputation of Carthage football, but the off-the-field relationships he kept with his players was something special. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and our newscasts are there in podcast form. Go whenever you want. Find them in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.